Bijlmer. There is no horeca, there is no restaurant. And because of we are very social and circular with our restaurant, the money we earn and we don't have to pay because we have such a high rent, we put directly back in the neighborhood for like gardening, or we do little workshops for free, or we have whatever kind of
Yes,
that's why we call ourselves a circular restaurant. It's not only circular because we try to do as much as possible with secondhand stuff and whatever, but we also try to to keep the economics here.
Just one thing, just for the record, maybe you can start to say your name and describe where we are.
I'm Eva Evers. I'm born and raised in the Bijlmer. I left the Bijlmer when I was 18. And now I'm back since 3 to 4 years with the restaurant Elixir. That's where we are now, in the Egeldonk. It's the old Bijlmer, and we are if you look to the left and you see the old flats, the old architecture from the Bijlmer, and if you look to the right you see the new Bijlmer. And our goal was, if I say too much, then just tell me. Our goal is actually to be a bridge between old and new Bijlmer. Because we're exact in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
What, so, how would you describe the new Bijlmer?
Well, it's a laagbouw, so the buildings are not that high. And I think the old Bijlmer really was built with a kind of philosophy, like back in the 70s, it's really commune-wise. They really believe that the people in the flats had in the long galerijs, I don't know what is the...
I don't know the English name.
Or
what do you mean, the outside?
Yes,
when you approach,
they believe that people are really invited to share, because they share the same
same path
and I think there was the Bijlmer was built, I think, with a very strong idealistic. It was quite idealistic. And sometimes you taste that still, I think, in the old Bijlmer. I can't really describe a very very strong difference between old and new Bijlmer, except for that it's low and everybody got their own garden. It's more on their own, I think. And I think poor and wealth for now. In the flats, that's like quite unfortunately.
And you said you were grew up here in this area.
Born and raised.
You were born in this.
In the flats. Here nearby. Exactly.
Okay.
My parents were one of the Bijlmer believers as well.
So they came here
not really, but it was, my father was like a really 60 UPS man, kind of guy, and he really believed in communities, like you don't have to buy everything yourself, you can also borrow it, and then already, and so I think it was a nice surprised that the Belmer had that ideal as well for them. He came from Belgium and my mother came from Rotterdam. And then my father worked for the show. And then he started working for the FU, for the university. As a, he is a mass spectrometrist. I don't know. He was. It's a chemist. Chemist.
Chemist.
Yes, yes. He worked in a lab. Yeah, yeah. So it's funny. I think he doesn't live anymore, but I think if he should know about Shell, how they cooperate still, and how bad they are still, even worse, I think. I think, well, he will flip in his grave, as we say. Yes, like, oh, okay. Yeah.
And how came the idea to create this place?
Well, we were both, me and Valentine, we were both working a long time in the horeca, in the hospitality industry. And we really love to work in the hospitality industry. I really love it. But you only serve a certain group of people, like the happy few, actually, otherwise. And so we were really inspired in New York. You had this thing going on that people can buy an extra cup of coffee for homeless people. They buy it already in the coffee company or whatever, and they buy two cups of coffee. And whenever you see homeless people, you can send them to that place. We were really inspired in that kind of, you know, to share and to give it through, like the circular thing. I give something to you, so you are able to give something to another person. Like, yeah, this chain reaction. So, as I was said, I was born here, and we knew there is nothing like a bar or restaurant anymore in the Belmer. So, the toilets are here. The WCs. Oh. And had the opportunity. I knew one of the architects, an architect, it's a friend of my parents, and he lives here his life already. And he is very involved with the politics and empty buildings and like the local, he's like a real local person. So, I start talking with him, so if you know something, so. And then this idea was born to make a building like Lola Buitenpost. We share the building with other parties. It's not only our
initiative. You're not the only one to leave.
No, we have to leave all. There's also local broadcast radio. They have to find another place. We already have another place. But it's going to be our own place then.
For sure.
Yeah, we are safe, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we are very happy. And also very busy with
organizing.
Yeah, with organizing, talking, and finding money, of course. And, in September. Yeah, this September. We have to clean this place up, and then they're going to.
And what's going to be here after you know?
Buildings, social buildings. Social livings, like okay. Social buildings. And but we're going to, our restaurant is going to be on this field as well, but then further, in a new building. Yeah.
In a new high rise.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
ah.
Yeah.
And how you, I don't know. As we are researching a little bit about architecture also, how would you describe this architecture? How did it influence your being?
Yeah, that's really hard to say because I was born and raised here. And as a kid, I think it was fantastic to be here as a kid because it was... back in the days there were no cars on the floor. They were in on a drive, higher like here, high level. So where you were walking, it was only walking and bikes, and so it was really safe to play, and there was a lot of green and. Yes, of course, we had a very big problem with heroin junkies. It became a ghetto more and more, but still, I was born in it, so I felt completely normal with it, and I was okay. And I knew every junkie, and it was like, yeah, well, they didn't do me harm, because of course I was not interesting for them, so. Yeah, okay. I had no money and I was just a kid, so that was fine. Yeah, I think it felt very rich to be grown up here, I think, for me. With a lot, you had like the pleasure of being out of the city, but you were in the middle of the city actually, because in the center it's like 20 minutes with the metro. Yeah.
And you had all the pleasure of being
in the green. Yeah. So okay. I played with
so
mud and insects and every like
has
a.
Changed. I mean.
No, I don't know if it's changed. I think I see in the summertime and even in wintertime, you see a lot of children playing outside.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. Especially since we opened here on the field.
Mm-hmm.
When we just started, it was like really dead, but now we are open here, so there is some social, there are eyes on the field always. You see a lot of kids playing here.
Okay.
Yeah. And
because we went visiting the area like Kleiborg.
Yeah.
And it feels very empty.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, we think maybe it's winter time also.
Yeah, also. Yeah, in summertime it's a complete different, really different story.
Mm.
Then you see everywhere, you see barbecues, people going outside, celebrating party and having this stupid, I don't know what it is, this air, really big cushions filled with air.
To jump.
Okay.
Everybody is renting them. I don't know why, but that's really a hype. Everybody's is being like, mine is bigger. Like, yeah, it's really stupid. It's really crazy. We were like, generators, so it's not very good for the environment, of course. Okay.
Yeah. And your kitchen is like the ingredients. You are having local.
Yeah, we try to do our groceries as local as possible. But of course, it's not always possible. And there is a lot of gardening here in this area. A lot of people in the flats, they have their own little garden on the balcony, but also downstairs you see some in between the flats. You see some vegetable gardens, and so sometimes they have like overproduction, and so then we swap it for drinks or whatever. So people can give their vegetables and then we swap it, or sometimes they really need money, so we sell it for the real money.
Can really make like a farmer's small micro
Yes, exactly.
We saw more and more for last time, it was 3 years ago, compared to now, many small this high
you
have boxes and you grow in
all over
there's a lot. It's interesting that this is it seems pretty contrast to the big buildings, you know, and then you have these small gardens. I think it's interesting that people want to farm again.
Yeah. And there are a lot of people living there from Suriname or from Ghana or from the Middle East, I don't know. And they're used to have their garden, have their own festivals. Mm. Actually, especially the people who doesn't got so much money. They're here in the west of Europe, it's very for rich people a bit to do the gardening, like it's very, you know, and it's also, it's from another point of view, it's like they have the luxury to think about the environment. And it's in that point of view, like I'm very green and have my own garden. I think here, yeah, and here it's different. It's not a luxury, it's just they're used to it, to grow their own vegetables.
And can you tell me about, I mean, it's now 3.5 years you have this restaurant. How does your Kundschaft, I don't know, the people that come here, is there a development or?
Yeah, I think so. It's a bit hard to say because we were like from the 3.5 years we are here, we were close 2 years almost because of Corona. So this is the first whole year that we are open. In almost 4 years actually. And but yeah, we have a lot of regulars, I think. But also, still, we still get discovered by new people who even live here in the neighborhood. It's like, I live here all my life and I never knew that you were here. And what a surprise. And in the beginning, when we just started, people walked in that, like they're from the desert and finally found the water, like, whoa, they came in like this, so that was really nice, yeah. Somebody called us, they called, like, the Bijlmer, she called it a cultural desert, until we came. They were like, and then you brought the light, it's like, okay. It's maybe a bit too much credit, but yeah.
Yeah, it makes this, planted a seed.
Yeah, I think so, yes. But it was already there.
It was already there?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
The seed was, you only had to harvest.
Yes, exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
it needs to be watered, I think,
And do you feel that there's more things, I mean, like similar places or?
Yeah, I hope so.
You hope so, but
not really yet. But maybe later on. I think for now it's for a lot of people quite scary to start a business.
And why is that?
Yeah, because very, very expensive, very insecure and risky. We just had Corona, and now the energy levels and everything is really expensive. Yeah, it's quite hard to earn your money.
Yeah,
I think we all in the same. We're lucky that
It's a fragile situation, which can produce also a different situation. I mean, you can have also unexpected chances.
Yes, actually, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think I hope that people will see that you, I hope we can inspire people, yes. That's like, you know, when we started, we didn't have any money to start.
Okay, you didn't have a...
No, no, not really, no. We started with with some crowdfunding-ish. We started our own, so people can already buy drinks and food in advance, instead of like you easier and say I pay tomorrow. No, it's like yeah. So a lot of people bought their birthday party here to celebrate it here in advance, and so we had some money to start. And of course, because of Valentine and me, we worked already in the hospitality industry, so we knew a lot of restaurants in Amsterdam, and we know that there is a lot of bullshit down in the cellars they don't use. So we called all our ex-employees and all the people we know. It's like, what do you have in the cellar you don't use? Mm-hmm. Maybe we can use it. Mm-hmm. So so that's where we got tables, chairs, surface, you can call it, whatever. And then people start bringing stuff, and sometimes it's, okay, now this we don't need, but then you can throw it away. No, that's not how it works. It's like, yeah, come on. We're not collecting garbage here, come on. So we had to learn that as well, to be
friendly
but strict. It's like, this we're not gonna use. No. Yeah. So we have our standards. Sorry. Well, it's very nice, and in the beginning, people, we get a lot of text messages and photos. This is now with the garbage. Maybe it's interesting.
Okay.
So, it's really cool. People started to realize what people throw away, and that for sure we inspired people a lot. All the chairs, all the furniture we find, and we give it a new look.
Yeah, another touch.
A new touch.
Okay. And could you say something about your vision, or like what do you wish? Is there something that you wish for your future space or?
Well, in general, I really wish that we can. But that is very idealistic too, I think. But maybe I am an idealist.
The philosopher, too fast.
But yes, in general, I wish, and I think Valentine too, that people take what's enough for them and not more than that. That we all learn finally. That is really no need to have 100,000 euros in your bank account and do nothing with it, or whatever. That's something I wish for real, and I hope that we can exist like this, that we still exist in 10 years and 20 years. That we can pass this business on. Yeah.
This kind of vibe in the Bellmare, solidarity.
I think so, sometimes I feel that, more than in every other neighborhood in Amsterdam, I think,
because
because it's a desert. So it's easy, you know. Yeah.
Otherwise, also maybe.
What they say in the land of the blind, one eye is king. Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, it's
also
not what you think when you come here. But
no.
Yeah, of course. It's,
it is very appreciated that we are here.
Sure.
So,
That's for sure. OK. Can you just say a little bit about the homogeneity or from the people that live here? Like, you grow up here, you can sense how it changed or how it, you know, how the people changed.
Yeah, well, I think, yeah, it's hard to say, I think, because it's very sensitive. But I think in this area especially, and I really hate it, but the separation between poor and rich and black and white is exactly the same separation. And that's really hard to see. And it's also really difficult that it's really hard that there is no crossover. Not really. It is. I think. And but now I think it's even more clear. The difference. The separation.
Because the people, they have no letter to.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's really hard because it's always turning in a discussion of race, racism, and race. It's like we always have the question. I don't see black people here. Yeah, because the black people who live here are poor, and I cannot help that. The most of it.
No. No, I can't afford it.
No. And it's not because they don't want it, but because we are white, they're not here. That's not because of that, I think. Yeah. Sometimes I think it's also part of the
story,
but yeah. Yeah. But it's really hard. It's a really hard discussion. It's really sensitive.
We went to, we saw Hanon.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, like,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stories to tell.
Yeah. I think.
So,
yeah.
So he knows also. I mean, I think he did a lot in this.
Yes.
Yes.
I know him. He knows me.
He told us.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. Actually.
Ah. Okay.
Cool. And,
he knows a lot about the architecture.
Walking book.
Yeah. Yes. He knew my father very well.
Okay.
He and my father did, they started a bar downstairs where now the museum is. Yeah, exactly. My father was one of the founders as well. You had this community room and there was no bestemming? No, there was nothing. Yeah, no, they didn't know what to do with it yet. It has to be a community room thing. So first they thought about, you can do your laundry there. And then my father said like, oh, bullshit. If you have a bar, then you don't need to buy a laundry machine yourself. Then you meet new people in the bar and then you can ask if you share the laundry machine. So we don't need a laundry room.
Okay.
So
nice.
And so that's how he convinced the whole flat to to go for a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody had to say, yeah, we want that bar.
Yeah,
they
had to put their vote in how they want to fill in the community room. So he was very strong in he was a big man and a bit impressive to see sometimes.
Yeah.
Like
okay,
was not a man you say easily no to.
Okay.
Like he was very convincing in his way. Yeah, friendly though, but they called him the friendly giant.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, what is today? It's Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's full. You know, it's
we were quite surprised as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really hard to tell. Last Saturday, we were like triple booked. Yeah, crazy. But I think, I don't know. It's in holiday. And we were also in the puddle. It's a newspaper.
Okay.
there was an article about restaurants where you can still park. I don't know. We never applied for that, but there was all of a sudden, okay. Well, good. So people call, it's like, oh, is there a parking space? Well, I don't know. The public parking spaces, I don't know. It's not my responsibility. Is it
like... What their reputation?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's, you know, fine for me. Thank you very much.
Well, my pleasure.
We had a good, very nice dinner.
Good to hear. Yeah.
The surprise menu.
Yeah. Yeah, in this couple of weeks we do vegetarian, completely vegetarian, because of the fasten weeks. We are not Catholic at all, but I think it's a good excuse to do it. Yeah. Normally we have some meat and some fish, but not in the not.
No, for me, fine. I'm becoming a vegetarian now.
Yeah.
On my way.
Yes. Well, I'm not vegetarian, but I don't mind. It's not.
You're gonna have your own chips and in the new restaurant. How will be your new restaurant? Yeah, we'll have a garden as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great.
Also, yeah. Yeah, also like this level. It's not enough to cook for the whole restaurant, to plant for the whole restaurant,
yeah.
But it's more like to show how you can garden in a square meter. And it's also like we want to do some experiments in the next building we want to try an aquaponic. Also,
yeah,
so you have all the rinse water from the from the glasses, and it's really clean water. But it's going all away. So we want to. Now we're talking with the architect there to see it if we can do the aquaponics or whatever, and also we are now talking with the Groene Hub. They are developing some kind of yeasting, how you can make so all the food and all the leftovers, all the biological food, garbage, and then you make your own gas.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not, the gas is not good enough to cook with yet. But if you mix it with the normal gas we cook on now,
already have a share.
But it's only 10% what you can do with your own gas. But so they still in developing, but you can make heat from it, or you know, you can make warmth from it, or you can make energy like electricity. But they are still developing, and we are really. For the next building, we really want to be involved with it as well, to at least to give all our waste to them, you know, because so that kind of we really like to experiment with that kind of thing. You always have waste. Yeah, you cannot have not waste. We try to reduce it, of course, but you cannot tell how many somebody eats, and you're still in hospitality service, so you don't.
Cannot say. On
yes, you cannot give the small portions because people will think, oh, it's a small portion. Even when we started, we tried to do that. Like, we give you a little bit. If you want more, you can always get more. But we don't want to waste it. And it doesn't work. People, no, it really doesn't work. Yeah. But I would feel a bit Yeah, a bit funny about it as well, if I'm in a... Yeah, can I have some extra...
Yeah.
Because it's busy and you don't want to, you know... It's, yeah, actually, but it's really hard
to...
To
please
yeah.
everybody, it's hard. I guess
yeah.
there's some that...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And where
much.
Are you from? From Germany?
Berlin. Yeah, we're from Berlin.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
One of our staff members, she's now in Berlin for... she's... well, I don't know. She's doing... studying art in Den Haag. And she has her internship in Berlin from a company in New York. I don't know. It's I don't know actually really, but it's on a gender neutral erotic art, whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's
well,
very,
it can only be in Berlin.
Very yes,
yeah.
yes, yes, yes. And she was very happy about it, and yeah.
Okay.
And she came here when we just opened. And we had the plan to, she lived here in the neighborhood. We had to plan to do it, she made the trousers for us. With all kind of clothes she
okay,
found.
Yeah.
And she made for every staff member, she made trousers or a blouse or
okay.
with silk prints and she made it for us.
Well, everybody
yeah, to say goodbye and this is my present to you all, yeah. Yeah.
She really, but she is moving really to Berlin?
No, she's there for internship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Be, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe,
maybe not.
She can, yeah.
There.
Yeah. Could be. Or to New York. I think Amsterdam is too small for her.
Okay.
I think she thinks that.
Okay.
She's very young.
Maybe she can
she came by then. We just opened and I think she was just 15 when she came here.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, in the really beginning, and we were like, no, we don't need staff because we had the ambition to do it with the two of us. I don't know where that came from, but. So, 2 days later, it was like really busy, and I just called her. Okay, Julie, we might need you. Can you come now? Yeah, of course. And then, yeah. And then she did her final exam, and then she go to art school, and now she's a grown-up girl.
Yeah.
It's really funny because we're 4 years open now. But yeah, 4 years ago she was just 16, so it's really funny.
Yeah.
And now she's already 20, so that is, yeah, then you're almost, you know, it's a really big difference.
Yeah.
In that 4 years, it's a lot happening for her. Yeah, so it's really nice. Her parents were also very happy that she wind up here. It's like, wow, yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Yes,
thank you very much.
I will keep
good
you up. Thank you. Sorry for my talking.
No,
thank you for talking.